Hi, good afternoon. Start with me if you call me first.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Keystone First. I'm calling in regards to a mutual participant, Ms. Yvonne Wakefield. We've been trying to get a hold of Ms. Wakefield to schedule her annual reassessment that has been unsuccessful for over a month. And at this time, she risks for her services to be terminated. And I wanted to know if there's any updated contact information for Ms. Wakefield.
Well, by now I had a call for around the 4th of this month by another service coordinator from there in Keystone, and I provided like and I updated him that we've been having like months without contact from this member. We literally also have a representative that pays a visit once a year to every one of our patients, and we advise him to go there, and he said this, let me see. It was on the 19th of December that he went to the client's house on Malcolm Street, and the client's son was there, but she's no longer living at the address. He said that she moved with a friend several months ago. He's in contact with her at times, but isn't sure about her status of wanting home care. Her son is Mark Well. He was being onboarded to be her caregiver back then on. If I'm not wrong, it was back then on last call that I had from her. Let's see. September 2025. And back then, Markwell, her son, was being onboarded, but he didn't actually finish the process. He tried to follow up with her, and while he was there, they also tried to call Miss Yvonne, but she didn't pick up either. I mean, like, and the phones that we have tried so far, she seems to have blocked us because it leads directly to voicemail.
Now, is somebody clocking in and clocking out?
No. Since September, I'm telling you, she has no one.
All right. So I'm gonna say I'm just gonna move forward to terminating her services.
I got you, man.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
You doing? Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.